Right, good morning, Siman Shin Yod Ches. Without further ado, Seif Yod Dalet. We saw yesterday the halacha of mixing water. We explained that water is affected by a bishul of a keli rishon, but not by a bishul of a keli sheni. We also said that even with a keli rishon, if the overall result to be that the water is only heated to less than the atzeret despoy, that's also permitted. And we finished off with Seif Yod Aleph, the Anan Bati, which is a pool, which is a pool of water made for washing, even if it's only a keli sheni, is upgraded to keli rishon because of its size and its severe, extremely hot water. And now we're going to continue with Seif Yod Aleph. Seif Yod Aleph we've touched upon as we were learning the Seif. Here we have it. Seif Yod Aleph. Muta litin kitten shel mayim. One may put a jug of water, or other liquids, connected to ash, close to the fire, opposite the fire, l'hofik tzinoson to take away the chill. V'ovad, provided she yitnei mroch meo ash, provided it's sufficiently distant from the fire, being in so much, she'ini yocholis chamim b'oisei mokim, it can't get heated in that position, at shetehi yad tzeledes boy. It's not close, so close to the fire that it could reach yad tzeledes boy. The hainu mokum shekreisa shaltinim nichvus, the atzeledes boy is the temperature at which a person's hand recoils, and it's also the temperature that the stomach of a child, the lining of a child, would become scalded. Abel also likarvei etzel oish, one can't bring it to the fire, but mokum to a position sheyochol eschamim shetei atzeledes boy. One can't put any food item close to a fire that it, at that point could reach the atzeledes boy. Raw food, you're right. Even just to put it there for a short period of time to cool off is forbidden. Since in that position it could reach the atzeledes boy, I give a good morning. So therefore there's a concern, you may leave it in that position and it will become cooked. So therefore if it could get the atzeledes boy, we can't allow you to put it there in the first place. For who had in the Ramah continues, similarly the peiros, fruit, the shad, dvorim, hanecholim, kumishin, chai, and other items which are eaten raw, couldn't have eaten raw, but they're re-cooking nevertheless, we may not put them in a position where, were they to be left, they would become cooked. They could become cooked. Alright, Akiva? No. Let's go through again the Shulchan Aruch with the Mishnah Brura. So when we put a kitten shalmayim, mutalitin kitten shalmayim, a jug of water, a sham ashkim, connect the ash opposite the fire, lahopik sinosa to cool it down with bashri, rochet beo ash, be inish, and yachel is hammer, boys, and mock much yatsa letters. But provided it can't reach yatsai letters. However long they were left, they just would not reach that temperature. That's fine. A different way of working it out is by examining the temperature at which a child's lining of a child's keres, his stomach, would become scalded. It's difficult to test by insertion of one's hand, because different people's temperature, different people have different temperature with regard to their heat resistance. It's probably the wrong word in Shlomo Malcha. Their heat ability, how much they can resist, how much they
resistance
can. different people are different, and particularly nowadays that we're much more used to having hot water, so therefore we're more resistant to hot water at higher temperatures. And the place can say from about 45 degrees, one's ready, choshesh, it could be atzeledes this boy. Not that it's definitely atzeledes this boy, but from 43 and a half, it could be atzeledes this boy, which Shlomo Malcha is saying is very strange, because it's quite cool,
no,
really.
No, the rabbi. It's what? Hot. 43 and a half is hot.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's not yet atzeledes this boy yet, you can still keep
Why
your
not?
Hand in. You can still keep your hand in 43, no?
You can keep your hand in, yeah. But it depends, what does the atzeledes actually mean? Does it mean your hand gets red, or you have
pull
to
back? Well, if you're interested, actually, at this point, what Yad Sedas is exactly, look at Dushu 93.
You've got 99,
guys. It's 99 with you, thank you, Chaim. Would you like to read it, please, Reb Modcha?
Peirush Milim Yatsa Leves, Kosav Le'el Shehu Kshehayad Nimsheches La'achirea Kedei Shelay Tikove. Uveshar Atzin Le'el, Kosav Shehu Kshehayad Chizeres La'achirea Mipnei HaChoyim. Uredaz HaChazanish, Im Yochel Anich Ese Yad Ulesal Kamiyad, אין בזה כדי להכיח שאין זה חיים בשיעור שהיה צלדת בוי, ורק אם אפשר להשאיר אס היד בחיים זה, זמן ממושך, נוכל שאין חיים שהיה צלדת בוי.
So what does that mean, אפשר מותך?
That means that if it's so hot that your hand, that you withdraw your hand and you can't leave your hand in that temperature water for a long time, that is called Yad Tzeledes Bo'i. So you're right.
Right? Okay, thank you.
That's a chumra b'chazanish.
There's a little bit piece afterwards. The chazan they remove from the Zalman that it's not no less than 45. Brings various riyas.
Not less than 45.
Yeah. I think
it's... Charles 46 is certainly
the same, yes. But Moshe writes, only when you get to 71 it's definitely out to Ledesboy with regards to... You see, it's negeh. It's not always a chumra to make out to Ledesboy, so... coal, should I say? Sometimes it's make, being made coal. For example, for Bishlam, for when the stage, pardon? Bishlam, I think by Cholov he talks about it somehow. So you want to know when an item is considered cooked already? Well, you, on this respect, one could be machmir. One should be machmir at a pasteurization, as in the gear pasteurization milk. I don't know exactly why. And to be machmir of 71 degrees is definitely considered the answer there, despite. Yeah, one has to know when it's cooked, that's right. Well, that's really machal under soil, so when it's fully cooked. Well, there's...
liquids?
Yeah, it depends what the shear by liquid is. Anyway, let's say the Shulchan Aruch continues. Sivkot and Sadi, Kivin Sheyachol, the Shulchan Aruch says that one may not put a liquid close to the morning, close to a source of heat where it could become cooked. Sivkot and Sadi. Because it could become cooked, then chayshin is a concern. A person may put it there. He wants it just to take the chill away, or to get, and he might forget and leave it there to get cooked. No. Simply with regard to fruit, we may not put them in a hot position to take away the chill. Because he may forget and leave it there till it becomes cooked, roasted, cooked. After although they're eaten raw, kamkin, and therefore you don't really want it to be cooked. Gamkin also, it's also forbidden to sharpen b'shem bishul. If they are cooked, they are. It's bishul is applicable to them. Shem mishtabek mali dezeh, because if they become heated, it's an improvement to them. Avolit nem rochok me'oish, to put them distance from the fire. Afilu dovol she'en nechol k'moishu chai, even an item which is not eaten raw, it's eaten, it needs cooking. Nevertheless, if it's far from the fire, shori is permitted because it will never come to become cooked, because it hasn't got here the power of heat. It's not close enough to heat to be added at this point. We call Mokim nevertheless. Multalitin at Luntis, when we put a towel, a clear ferris, or a lead container, somach leish, metal container close to the fire, lechamamai to heat it up. Hainush yesh bakli tapshash lenistanin veroitzat shiacham. We're talking about there's no issue of bishul to the food inside this pot. But you want to put the pot or the towel near to a fire, that's fine. Although it's so close to the fire that the kelid could become melted from it, or Elisifaluntis, or the towel may become burnt. And then we don't say, maybe you'll come to burn the item, and burning is a block of Havara, perhaps Bishul as well. Because you don't want that. You're not mechaven for it to become burnt or cooked. And you're not happy about that happening, so it's davish in a mischam, and it might not even happen. But gam mistama lo yishkach v'yizor harba likach yisim yisham kodim shiyatech yisrik. If a person has a towel, he may want his towel to be warm, and he may want his keli to be warm, but he doesn't want it to be burnt. Then there's like an inbuilt assurance we have that he's going to remove it before it comes to any situation which would involve malacha. So therefore these items may be placed near to a fire, and there's no concern, you'll leave it there until a malacha will take effect. There's an interesting sif. If there's time at the end, we'll discuss an interesting sif which is similar to this and slightly different. Siman Shin Lamed Vav Sif Dalet. With regard to throwing zeroim in front of animals, so there's to throw a seed on the floor involves zereya, and you're allowed, and therefore it may not be done. If, however, you've got chickens which are running around and they'll eat up the zeroim,
yeah,
you're allowed to throw them, provided provided there's enough chickens there. Yeah, and there we don't say that there's a concern they won't pick up all the seeds. Which is a bit similar to our sieve, where you put a pot on the fire, and yet we are concerned that a person will, if he doesn't remove it, he'll be over an issa. Okay, maybe we'll come back to that if there's time at the end. Sieve Tesvov. Sieve Tesvov is a sieve we've seen already, not in the same format, but in a slightly different format, but it's ideas which we've discussed before a number of times. Discuss the cooked item. You know, an item which has been cooked already, Dabar Yavesh, is not subject to Bishul again. And because Ein Bishul, Acha Bishul, but Dabar Yavesh, and that's accepted both by the Sfardim and by the Ashkenazim, by everybody. Ein Bishul, Acha Bishul, Dabar Yavesh, is a prohibition to cook an item which has been cooked already, provided it's not placed on the fire. Because obviously on Shabbos, when we not place an item on the fire without fulfilling the criteria of Chazorah, because of the concern of Mechzik and Mavashale, it appears that the item is being cooked if one returns it to the fire. But for example, in a Kedirishin or something similar, one could cook a piece of chicken that's already been cooked before Shabbos. You can cook it, put it again into a Kedirishin, which is boiling hot, because Ein Bishul Acha Bishul B'Dovar
Yovish
with a dry item. Said the Shulchan Aruch, Dovish in a special called Tzorkoi, an item which is fully cooked for Yovish and it's dry. Shein B'Morok has no longer had any liquid there, you can take that pulka, that piece of chicken, and put it connected to Madura next to the source of heat. I feel among Shad Sadis boy, although we reach out to Ledis boy, that's fine. Says the kvar. Even if it's cooled down, that is okay. Now, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Brura over here. Yeah? So cotton test of Sadi base, let's go to the Mishnah Brura. Hatam, the reason is, the kiven, shekvan is special, since the item has already been cooked. Shub ein bozem, shub chashash bishul. There's no concern of being cooked again. Miu, however, alo eish mamish, to put it on the fire, absolutely on the fire. Os midrabonon, and kondu midrabonon, midnation irikum of ashla, because it appears to be an act of cooking. We've seen this already earlier a number of times. Putting it opposite the flame, it's not in a position that people generally cook it. That's fine. It's no, not even an isadrabon. You can put it opposite the flame on the surface, on the counter in the kitchen, which is not on the actual
stove.
Yeah, cooker. That's fine. Because it's not a place where people cook. Although it will be affected by the heat, and even if the heat's had to lettuce boy, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you could put a kugel on a hot radiator, for example, because also it's not a place where people cook things.
Maybe you can put it on top of the urn.
Well, yeah, we're on top of the urn is also okay, we've seen that before. Samach al-Madura seems to be worse. You have to be marking a bit. Maybe close to Madura is worse than connected to Madura. Hakol kafir inyan. Okay, called tzarukai, the item which has been cooked already and it's dry. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's not subject to bishul. The loy have a called tzarukai, if it was not yet cooked fully. I feel it with dover yavish, although it's a dry item, for isech, and even if it's still hot, yeish boyoid mishon bishul, chalav sif dalad. Because let's say that a chicken is only cooked 3/4, or even a half, it's only kamachal ben drusoy. To continue to cook it further, it's going to be an issa of bishul till it's fully cooked. On mele, and therefore, also lahamid of makom shehasved, this people may not put a partially cooked item where, in a position, where there's a heat of yad tzved, this boy. Now, we have a dover lach. If the item is a liquid item, then afilu b'chol tzoruka, even if it's fully cooked, yesh b'id mishum bishul, even it's tannin. If it's cooled down, it's still subject to bishul, because we know a liquid which has been cooked, but it's cooled down, it's subject to bishul. If you mashed a pasuk ha-mechaber yeshiv dalet, like mechaber said in sif dalet, if it's cooled down, it's subject to bishul. And when we learned that, we also mentioned there's actually a point of machlokes we'll see shortly what's called cooled down. Sivkot and Sadi Dalad, Keneget Hamaduro. One may place a cooked item opposite the Madura, the fire. Now, Nokat Keneget Hamadura, it says opposite the fire, Loy eats the Madura, not next to the fire. The Hurus to teach us Shasurach Lahachik Sasmina Madura, it should be slightly away from the heat. It shouldn't be close enough where there's a concern that in this position you may stoke the fire in order to ensure that it becomes hot again. Interesting. Provided it's partially away, not too close to the flame, it's okay, because then there's no concern you'll stoke the flame. Ra'isi Ezachronim, the Achronim who write, that I've seen, he brings a chronin, Shulchan Atzachitim, to marry Shai Osu Medura Bifniyatz. We're talking here, perhaps you can help me over here, we're talking here where he made an independent fire. Avakshem Maduras Eitzim Ubusechatan, or when we're discussing a more of an oven like scenario, Osu Lahachnez Sham Kadeira Afilu Imachik Sasmina Madura, if you have a large oven and there's a position in the oven that would not get heated, then it would be prohibited to put an item there, which is, even if it's been fully cooked, came to remark of Yad Sadeh's boy. Since it's at a point where there is Yad Sadeh's boy, to like Goram Misham Vorvation and Gimel, to also Lachas Kadeli Kirosh in a group for just like when can put on a Kira on a stove which has not had it doesn't have a blech. To have Fido im Eine Man Mita is some of Law Eish. If you don't put it close to the fire, Achim Eine Man Mita, of course, I tell you about it, is a clean, I have to get also Ishok Khanabas Vorvation and Gimel Siv Gimel. Mishmur is telling us that even that with regard to putting it inside an oven, or in an area where generally cooking is done, even if it can't actually, even if it's far away from the fire, there's still an issue of extreme mechsikim avasho, and it would only be permitted if it's on top and up on an upside down pot or something similar. It's difficult exactly to know what he means, but in the Kudah, the general rule, principle which is coming out from this Sivkot and the Sivkot before, is that although it can be put close to a source of heat because it's already been cooked, but not in a position which people might generally use for cooking.
Yeah.
Or when there's a position you may actually stoke it. Something that with CS, I'm not exactly sure.
Because the pastures, if it's done in not the normal way, then you're not likely to come to be mechatter.
Right.
If you start right. doing it in a way that's
some people normal, might somebody might cook there, there's more chashash mechata and more mechsikim mefashal. Yeah. Sivkot and sadi hay, and even if the cooked item is cooled down, it's all still not subject to bishul. Sadi hay, the farish divri hamechabe bod ma'ir b'mistanin lachidon yeter biyavish. The Rama here is just continuing to explain the Shulchan Aruch's words. A dry item, even if it's cooled down, is no longer subject to bishul. However, now let's go back to the Ramot. Aval, the bottom line, last line of the Ramot. Avalim Ureseach, if one has a hot, solid item, afil, which has been cooked, afilu b'davashish b'morok, then even if you still have the soup, not only do you have the chicken soup. The chicken soup has been cooked, and if it's still, Ureseach, it's still boiling hot, yeah, then it's not subject to... Because if the item is still boiling hot. Yeah? That is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh makilin leim of the others who take on the chol she'ena noisne al gabi ha'esh ha'kirim mamash raksam achlo, provided obviously it's not being put on the flame itself, yeah, or the stove. Afilu im nistan and muta. They hold that just as much as in ein bishul achar bishul b'davar yavesh, so too ein bishul achar bishul b'davar lach. There are the shits we're showing them who hold like this. And according to them, there's no difference. Even a chicken soup, which is cold, completely cold, can be heated up on Shabbos, provided it's not heated up on the stove. The Nagul HaKubaz, I said that our minna gets to make like this opinion, that Ikadin, there's no bishul lach, bishul b'dov or lach, provided in Lo'nustan and Legami, it's not completely cooled down, there's some remnant of the previous heat still there. And therefore, in some aspects, it's still the previous bishul is still in existence, and therefore, in that case, we don't permit Bishop Lacha. Bishop, it's completely cooled down. We wouldn't allow. It doesn't have to be there. That's just the way.
Why is he giving that example?
No, because it's just a spin off from the beginning of the Sikh, which is discussing a hot item, which was cooked. He first discussed the chicken, piece of chicken which was cooked. How was it cooked in soup? So he's saying you can take the chicken out and you can heat it again. Because then Bishop Lacha Bishop was over Yavish. And then he says, well, even in fact, if the soup is still hot, you could actually reheat the entire mixture, the chicken with the chicken soup, because it's double lach. If it's reset, if it's still boiling, it's completely mutter. Yesh mekidim, some hold that even by double lach and bish lach abish at all. And the minig is, our Ashkenazi minig is, that if it still has some remnant of previous heat, then it's maybe reheated. Let's look at the Mishnah. Sif katan. Sativav reseach. The Shulchan Aruch holds that the liquid must still be, it has to be the heat of Yad Tzedes Boy. Yesh Makirim, even if it's cold, it's mutter. Polagam ala machabat Sadizayin, the pig disagrees with Shulchan Aruch. The Sfirah, and he holds that the Shulchan Aruch holds the Dafka Kshu Yavish, only a dry item, I will double laugh, but a liquid item, Shinistanim, which is cooled down, Yesh Bishal Achabishal, is subject to Bishal again. The Deazu, the second opinion, Sfirah holds the Ein Bishal. Achar Bishul b'chol gavni, afilun it's standing legam. Even if it's completely cool, it's still mutter because ain't bishul achar bishul even with a liquid item. Al gabi ho'esh, provided of course you don't put the cooked item on the fire itself. To most al gabi mamash to put on the fire itself. After any but isad derais li dedu, those no isad derais because it's cooked already. Al kaponim isad rabonim nishnuik and vashul to osl kamos lechto b'kicholim. We as we've learned umpteen times, you can never put a food item on the fire itself. There's a concern it looks like Bishul, and a concern it might be Mechata, which are both Isurei Drabonon, unless you have a blech, etc., as we've learned. Tzadi Tes, what is Halacha L'Ma'asef, as Ashkenazim? Halacha L'Ma'asef is that we are makel, even with a liquid, that we would allow it to become heated up, provided it's not completely cooled down.
That's really
Tzadi Tzadi Tes. Be a Pashas, yeah, let me just see, so it's called, yeah, and Pashas, it's short. Tzadi Tzadi Tes. After the Das Mechab, although according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, Kivishnistan and Ma'at Mechalimusoi, as we've seen already, even if it's not Yad Tzeledes Boy, but Yad Tzeledes Boy, even if it's still warm, it's not Yad Tzeledes Boy, it's still, Yesh B'Shem Bishel, there still is a, this Bishel still applies to it, unless, because it's not Yad Tzeledes Boy, which Kasabno L'Elbasif Dada, we saw already at the beginning of the Simon, Mechaminig L'Hokobozeh, our Ashkenazi men gets to be makel, the same Chanesh Makilin, cause mansion in the standard Gamri, like Mr. Levine said, since there is an opinion that holds in Bishlach, Bishop Dabalach, so provided it's still somewhat warm, then we would be makel and permit it to be heated. The Chazanish explains, brought in Dushu number 100, as we've said just till now, for you maybe a different number, 106, yeah? Shemotcha, the division of 106 brings over here explanation explains our Sif. Forget the Mogan Avraham, well, don't forget him, just skip over him for a minute. He brings the Chazanish, and the Chazanish explains, like Aryanosan said, the Chazanish writes the Kuntz of the Ramot, Mikadin, ein bishul achar bishul. And even if it's completely cold, Mikadin, it's okay.
Even a liquid.
Yeah, like the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, that Mikadin, I mean, our minig, see, that we're trying to explain our interesting minig, if it's Kham Katsas, it's not subject to Bishul. What's the Havana in this? How do we understand this? So he brings the Chazanish. Chazanish says that according to the Ramah, really ain't Bishulach or Bishul Dobalach. And even if it's completely cold, Kiva, it's also not subject to Bishul. Yeah? And that which the Ramah is machmir not to heat it up when it's completely cold is because otherwise a person may make a mistake. He may think, well, what's the difference between this cold soup and the cold liquid which has not been cooked? What's the difference? There's no significant difference. And therefore he will cook even a liquid which has absolutely never been cooked. And therefore, in order that people won't make this mistake, it has to still have some evidence of the previous bishul to it to ensure that it's not at all, a person would not heat up a liquid which has not been cooked at all. Similarly, the Moshe and Rishon Zalman both write that it may add in the Ramah holds ein bishul achar bishul dobalach. It's just a chumra of sorts not to cook an item which is completely cold.
Is that useful for the soup? soup remains can have seconds.
Yes, continue, Chaim. What are we saying?
Some of us have seconds of soup and it's cooled off. It's the few drops in the bowl.
Yeah, is it cold or not cold?
It's cold.
It's cold.
No, this is.
I mean, the mikadin, it's going to be mutter. Mikadin, it's mutter. Yeah, well, obviously, when I have food remains, there's other additional reasons to be makel, because if you use a ladle, it'll be keli shlishi, and then who says it can be cooked in keli sheni anyway? We're machmir that food can maybe shot before the keli sheni, but it's not something which we know for sure. Then he brings on Tilo Ladov at a similar point. He says the reason there's no Issa Bishul Dovah Lach which is not completely cooled is because the difference between Dovah Lach and Dovah Yovish is Dovah Lach. Dovah Yovish, you can see it's been cooked because it has a physical change. Dovah Lach, you can't see it's been cooked because there's not been a physical change to it. And therefore, if it's not completely cooled down, then it's still nikkut that the Dovah Lach has been cooked. The fact that it's still warm somewhat shows it's been cooked, and therefore it's not subject. Therefore, it's considered cooked. However, if it's cooled down completely, then it's not nikkur that it's been cooked, and therefore it's subject to bishul. That's the Chazon Ish explained. That's the most simple way of explaining this sif. There is a Magen Avraham which we should skip. The Magen Avraham holds that according to the Ramah, actually to cook a liquid which is cooled down is actually osur min haTorah, which is difficult to understand, and it doesn't seem to be the opinion of the Mishnah Brurah in Katan Tzadi Tes. The Shmuel Kodan said he test says, Haminig Lahogav Zed, the Semichim Bazar Yesh Makilin. Sounds like Mekadin, it's Mutta, but it's a Chumrah, it should be somewhat warm.
What you can't do
is like this. Have a cold liquid. Have a liquid which is cold. It's cooled down. A cooked liquid which is cooled down. Put it close to the oven, not very close, a little close, that won't reach out to lettuce boy.
It comes a bit warm.
Heat it up to let's say 40 degrees. Now it's a bit warm. Now it's cooked thing, which is a bit warm. Now I'm going to heat it in the keli yeshul because it's cham ktsas. So that you can't do because really, in essence, you've just done one complete action of recooking this cold liquid. That's also pointed out, I think Tilo Ladovid writes this. That can't be done. Has to be a remnant of the previous heat. It's still there, and then we'd say that since it's been cooked early and it's still some of the previous heat is still there. Since the remnant of the previous heat is still there, so A, Chaznish would say it's not a problem because it's not comparable at all. It doesn't appear to be like a normal piece of liquid which has not been cooked. B, the Tilul Ravid would say that still, since there's some remnant of the heat still there, therefore still considered a cooked item, and therefore to complete the cooking is permitted, because they're in Bishlach or Bishlach Dovalach. So we've seen today three halachas. The first halacha is that a food item, may not be placed close to a source of heat. If were it to be left there, it would reach out to lettuce boy. If, however, it's an item where there's no concern, you'll leave it to that. You'll leave it beyond to become heated. As either it's a towel or it's a metal container, then this concern does not apply. And additionally, we've seen the din of bishul echa bishul. A dovah yovish, a dry item which has been cooked, is not subject to bishul. A liquid item which has been cooked is machloikas. Ashesfadim and machmi. If it's not completely boiling, if it's not yet to lettuce boy, then machmi is still subject to bishul. Well, as Ashkenazim, we're mekel, provided it still has some remnants of previous heat there. And of course, under all situations, we may never return an item to the flame without fulfilling criteria of Bishul or Mechzkim or Rashul Eliyahu
B'chavod. Now, what is this confusion between Sfadim and Ashkenazim about the liquid?
Yeah, so a liquid which has been cooked, chicken soup.
Do you have chicken soup?
Do the Sfaradim have soup?
What do they have on Shabbos?
What liquid do they have? What soup do they have? Turkey soup. What do they have?
Whatever.
What do they make normally? Vegetable soup. Okay, vegetable soup. Yeah, have vegetable soup which is cooked, and you have, and then it's cooled down.
Cooled down.
Somewhat. Yeah.
Was put in the fridge or cooled
down?
No, just cooled down a bit.
It's warm. It's only warm.
Fine,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Can you reheat it on Shabbos? Can you put it in another keli rishon on Shabbos to reheat it?
No.
That's right. Sfadim say is unless it's boiling hot, unless it's yet to let this boy, unless it's hot, it can't be reheated.
Yeah.
That's right.
So when the mechaber holds that,
that's right.
Is he saying it's the derivative though, or?
If you hold the H bishop, well,
we're,
not, bishop,
we're taking on bit
that's
of
right,
mutter,
that's right, yeah.
But for
yeah.
two reasons,
yeah.
we should keep it war. It should still stay
yeah.
war.
It could still be a Sederaisa. I asked Rabbi Danan last night, he told me yes, Svantim take on like this. It has to be completely, it has to be Yad Seledis, boy. Stomach, yeah.